I need to do which, Precious?
Put that pull back in from the clock.
Oh, the clock. The clock.
Yeah.
Right, why is that, Princess?
Because then I can see the number when I want to go, when I not want to go see, I can put the radio on my milk it.
Music. Music. Right, that's a great, it's a good idea. I could do that for you, it's no problem. Yeah, sure. Yeah, would you like that?
Yeah.
I didn't know you listened to music at night time.
I did last time, because then I fell asleep or nothing. I turned it off for you.
What were you listening to? Bachman Turner Overdrive, a little bit of Hendrix?
The thing in there, the little baby movie in there.
All right. Hendrix, a bit too much probably at 4 o'clock in the morning. Were you having a party?
No.
Came home, touched off some cheese sandwiches?
Look, that thing.
Okay, I see. Yes, I do, I see. It's a ladybird.
No, it isn't a baby.
Oh, right, there's a picture of a baby, but at the very, very, very bottom, just here, it says ladybird, and there's a picture of a ladybird.
I can see a ladybird anywhere.
Just there at the bottom, Princess. It's from a ladybird book. That's how I know. I'm not making it up. It's just the way it is. That's the way it's being done.
No, it isn't.
It is. There's a picture of a ladybird there. No. You don't believe your dad? Well, there's a lot of things I say that I wouldn't believe, to be fair. What is that down there? It's black. Excuse me. It doesn't look like an elephant. And it's black and it's got, red and it's got black dots on it. Better known to you and me as a ladybird. Right just there, underneath the baby's foot. Yeah?
I like the baby more.
I understand. Babies, they eat more than ladybirds. Did you know that? They also cry more than ladybirds. And random fact number 3 that I can give you that a baby can do that a ladybird can't is scream.
No, don't read this poem.
Just read the poems? Okay, yeah. Right.
I want a poem.
You want another poem? Okay. So this is continuing on in the Pocket Irish Poetry 85 poems, and I think we've done 2 wee little sessions of these with a little bit of babbling at the background of it. A lot of these obviously I've never really read before, and I can't remember whether I read this one. This is a Jonathan Swift one. I read Woman as Graceful as Swan on Stella's birthday. Did I read that?
I think you did.
I think I did, and I think I did from On His Own Deafness, which is Jonathan Swift. Yeah, okay. And so the next one is the Amazonian Gift. These are all Irish poems. And this one is Dorothea Dubois. Yeah, okay, Irish. It is Irish. Don't ask me why. I'd have to read up on Dorothea Dubois. I know a Dubois, don't I? I do. I know a girl whose second name is Dubois. Yeah, that's another day's work. So for the minute, this one is by Dorothea Dubois.
Bedtime story for Ella.
My apologies. I almost forgot. So it's bedtime poem for Ella. And it's Dad.
And Ella.
All right, Ella. And what age are you? No, I know what age you are.
5,
like the band. Yeah, great band back in the day. Yeah, I can't remember any of
them. What age are you?
722.
You messing?
Yeah, I am. I'm only...
Weird. I need your answer yes or no.
Yes.
Then give me your one or two or three or four or one or
six. Oh, 77.
Messing?
Yeah.
Stop messing.
Okay.
And tell me what stage are you.
Okay. I am 912.
You messing?
Yeah.
Stop messing.
Okay. I am... Oh, you haven't asked me yet.
What is that, you?
Oh, what's the question?
What age are you? Not mess this time.
Do you want me to tell you in Irish or in English? In Irish or in English? Okay. Tom shucked fleen dish. Hooked fleen a dish. Knee fleen dish.
No.
Oh, in English? I'm 86.
You
yeah, I am, yeah. So. Okay, I'm 39. No, I'm not. I'm dead serious. I know, you're looking at me saying, Dad, you don't. There's no way in God's earth you don't even look close enough to that age. But I am.
I am 5.
I know, you're... God, wow, you don't even look 5 already. How do you age so well?
I'm nearly 6.
I know that, yeah.
Then come nine.
I mean, you're at the age now, you walked into a shop, I'd serve you ice cream.
Eee.
I would, I'd serve you ice cream.
Nearly Sunday, you know.
Whoa, what's Sunday mean? Apart from it begins with an S.
Some ice cream.
Oh my God, it's what?
How did... Ice cream day.
Is it?
Sunday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Since when? I thought that was only a one-off occasion.
Tomorrow is no day. Tomorrow,
it's Wednesday, Thursday.
No.
Today's Thursday.
Friday, tomorrow, then Sunday, then Monday.
Then Tuesday.
Then Monday, then Tuesday, then Wednesday, then Thursday, then Friday, then Saturday, then Sunday.
So, what's your point?
So read a book.
Do you change your mind now? 1 minute it's ice cream, the next is a book.
Read that book.
Hey, I've got emotions. You need to...
Don't read that book.
Yeah, but I've got emotions. So I've got emotional baggage. There are things going on in my life.
Don't read the story.
I could start crying at any point in time.
The
my career is going down.
What? The poem. Read the poem.
Okay, I'll read the poem. Okay.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
I love you.
Good night.
I love you.
It's all this.
I love you.
All this.
I love you. Say it.
I love you.
How much do you love me?
So.
How much do you love me?
So.
How much do you love me?
So How much. Much.
Are you sure? Okay, now I'll read you a story. Are you smelling under your own arm? Okay, bedtime. Good night, I love you.
I love you.
Okay, so the Amazonian gift is courage in a woman's breast, less pleasing than in man, and in a smiling maid allowed, no weapon but a fan. 'Tis true, her tongue, I've heard him say, is woman's chief defence. And if you'll believe me, gentle youths, I have no aid from thence. And some will say that sparkling eyes more dangerous are than swords, but I ne'er point my eyes to kill, nor put I trust in words. Then, since the arms that women use successless are in me, I'll take the pistol, sword or gun, and thus equipped, live free. The pattern of the Spartan dame I'll copy as I can. To man, degenerate man, I'll give that simple thing a fan. Ah, okay, so this one is called If a Daughter You Have, and it's by Richard Brinsley Sheridan. He's 1751 to 1816. Excuse me, we obviously haven't practiced any of these, we're just reading them as we're going. Some I'd be mildly aware of, but you know, it's not like I'd be reciting these at a national reciting Irish poets competition, you know, born between the years of 1749 and 1817, in which case this one would fit in because it's 1751 to 1816, and therefore I might win. It's not of that case, okay. If a daughter you have. If a daughter you have, she's the plague of your life. Not peace shall you know, though you've buried your wife. At 20 she mocks at duty you taught her. Oh, what is oh, what a plague is an obstinate daughter, sighing and whining, dying and pining. Oh, what a plague is an obstinate daughter. When scarce in their teens, they have wit to perplex us with letters and lovers, for ever they vex us. With each still rejects the fair suitor you've brought her. Oh, what a plague is an obstinate daughter. Wrangling and jangling, flouting and pouting. Oh, what a plague is an obstinate daughter. Yeah, fair enough. That's a mad one. All right, Arbor Hill. This is possibly more in line with celebrations or centenary celebrations nonetheless. And Arbor Hill is written by Robert Emmet, no less. 1778 to 1803. Died a young man. So he did 22, 25 years of age. Wow. Excuse me. Arbor Hill. No rising column marks the spot where many a victim lies, but oh, the blood that here has streamed to heaven for justice cries. It claims it on the oppressor's head who joy in human woe, who drinks the tears by misery shed and mocks them as they flow. It claims it on the callous judge whose hands in blood are dyed, who arms injustice with the sword the balance throws aside. It claims it for his ruined isle, her wretched children's grave, where withered freedom droops her head and man exists a slave. O sacred justice, free this land from tyranny abhorred. Resume the balance on thy seat. Resume, but sheathe thy sword. No retribution should we seek. Too long has horror reigned. But mercy marked may freedom rise by cruelty unstained. Nor shall the tyrant's ashes mix with those our martyred dead. This is the place where Aaron's son in Aaron's cause have bled, and those who here are laid at rest, oh, hallowed be each name, their memories are forever blessed, consigned to endless fame. Unconsecrated is this ground, unblessed by holy hands, no bell here tolls its solemn sound, no movement here stands, but here the patriots' tears are shed, poor man's blessing given. They consecrate their virtuous dead. These waft their fame to heaven. Robert Emmet, 1778 to 1803. R.I.P. my good man. And that is it. We have lift off.
Daddy, say first.
Of course I will, princess. You go to sleep, don't close your eyes.